Phil Collins on the all-new 98.7 The Breeze, relaxing favorites for your Friday morning, along with Chad and Christy. Very excited to welcome in our next guest. If you're a fan of Hall & Oates like we are, you know, Daryl Hall may have his TV show live from Daryl's house. We have John Oates live from Chad and Christy's dining room.
Good morning, radio couple.
We know so many of us were looking forward to seeing you and Daryl here this summer. We obviously know it didn't happen. It'll be rescheduled. I'm just curious then, what has John Oates been up to the last couple of months at home?
I woke up one morning and I said to myself, so this is what retirement's like, huh? I said, I don't really like it that much, I have to admit. So I got right back to work. I started writing songs. I think I've probably written more songs in the last 4 months than I've written in my last 4 years.
Wow.
And you have a new album, came out last week. It's called John Oates and the Good Road Band, Live in Nashville. And now on this, you explore some different types of music, including blues. So it's kind of a departure from what you do when you're on the road with Daryl Hall.
Well, you know, it's something that really is very personal to me, because it's me tapping back into my earliest musical influences. You know, the stuff that I was doing before I met Daryl Hall, before he and I started working together, I was, I was a folk blues guitar player.
So then let me ask, because Adam Levine of Maroon 5 the other day revealed that his favorite song of all time is In Your Eyes. I'm just curious, and with so many influences in your life, do you have a favorite song of all time?
No. I have about a million all-time favorite songs. That's when you're a songwriter in person, all I do is listen to songs. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, sure, I'll go back to Chuck Berry and Little Richard and, you know, Elvis and the stuff that really kind of paved the way for rock and roll.
Exactly. So now I'm curious, out of all of the massive hits that Hall & Oates has had over the years, which one would you say came together the fastest?
She's Gone was one of the fastest songs we ever wrote. I mean, I came up with the chorus one night when I got stood up on a date for New Year's Eve and realized if she wasn't coming, then she probably was never coming. That was the idea behind it.
Wow.
And then Daryl and I got together, and once he sat down at the piano and played this opening riff, which he just came up with, that was it. We started writing, and I think we wrote that song about an hour and a half.
That's incredible. All right, so I want to ask you about the 80s music videos that you and Daryl Hall did, whether you liked them or not. What was your favorite? So hang on with us. We're going to have that next, but let's go ahead and play She's Gone Now. It's John Oates with us, Chad and Christy, the all-new 98.7 The Breeze. She's Gone. It's the all-new 98.7 The Breeze with relaxing favorites for your Friday morning. John Oates is with us this morning. So I want to ask you now, John, about the string of music videos that you and Daryl did in the 80s, and whether you enjoyed making them, didn't enjoy making them. Was there one that was your favorite?
Well, Out of Touch, that one was fun to do, because we did have these giant drum props and all that kind of stuff. And the guy who directed it was very clever. He's the same guy that did the Tom Petty video, the Alice in Wonderland stuff.
Right.
But I think the one that I hated the most was the Adult Education, which you probably never even saw, because it was just so awful.
Well, for those that want to hear a different side of John Oates than what you hear as Hall & Oates, you definitely got to check out his new live CD called John Oates and the Good Road Band Live in Nashville. Just came out last week. Thanks so much for getting up with us bright and early this morning, John.
Well, thanks.
Take it easy.
It relaxes me.
Relaxing favorites while you work on radio.com.
So much music.
The all-new 98.7 The Breeze.